This is VOA News. I'm Steve Parrish. The United States is still against an Israeli military offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
A major military operation in Rafah would be a mistake, something we don't support, and it's also not necessary to deal with Hamas, which is necessary.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He's in Tel Aviv on Friday to continue ceasefire talks with Israeli leaders. Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council is set to vote on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. And in a developing story, Israel says it has seized 800 hectares of West Bank land. In the U.S., Congress is up against a deadline to pass a bill today to keep the government funded. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
The House and Senate are expected to take up a $1.2 trillion measure that combines six annual spending bills into one package, and more than 70% of that money would go to defense. It's taken more than 6 months to put the measure together, with conservatives pushing for more policy mandates and steeper spending cuts than Senate Democrats or the White House would consider. And several short-term stopgap spending bills were needed along the way to keep agencies funded as negotiations continued. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Friday, the Kremlin said it is in a state of war in Ukraine, escalating the official language it uses to describe the conflict now in its third year. Russia had presented its offensive on Ukraine as a special military operation and banned media outlets from using the word war, even prosecuting people for saying the word. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian drone attacks again targeted the Ukrainian energy industry. The AP's Charles de la Desma has the story.
Russia's attacked electrical power facilities in much of Ukraine, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant, causing widespread outages. Ukraine's energy minister says the nighttime drone and rocket attacks were the largest on the country's energy sector in recent times, the goal to cause major disruption of the energy system. The attacks caused a fire at the Dnieper hydroelectric station, which supplies electricity to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest nuclear power installation. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the main 750 kilovolt power line to the plant was cut off, but a lower power backup line was working. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Food Programme says Zimbabwe is at the peak of its lean season, with 2.7 million people across the country facing food insecurity even before the effects of an ongoing drought fully kick in. Food is being distributed in hard-hit areas. Still, though, local officials say some people may have to go work in nearby Botswana or in urban areas to survive. Zimbabwe's information minister says the country is working to ease food insecurity by waiving taxes on the importation of certain food items, including rice, maize, and cooking oil, in an effort to lower prices. In Brussels on Friday, the European Union has opened membership negotiations with Bosnia-Herzegovina. Charles Michel is president of the European Council. He congratulated Bosnia-Herzegovina, though he added that a lot of work remains to be done before the country could join the EU.
First, to congratulate the Prime Minister of Bosnia-Herzegovina and to express our solidarity and our will to cooperate a lot with them and to make sure that this will be a positive development in the future.
EU leaders emphasized Bosnia-Herzegovina's requirement to implement various reforms, including economic, judicial, and political changes, along with tackling corruption and money laundering. A magnitude 6.4 offshore earthquake hit near Indonesia's Java Island on Friday. This according to the United States Geological Survey. The tremor was felt in Jakarta and forced residents of other cities to flee their homes. The quake had a depth of approximately 8 kilometers and struck off Java Island's northern coast at just before 4 p.m. local time. There were no immediate reports of injuries and no tsunami warnings were issued by local authorities. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.